Concerning the Book That Is the Body of the Beloved by Gregory Orr. 94. How the crocus pops up, leaf a stalk and purple blossom cup out of bare mud, as if it couldn't wait any longer. Not even the grass has ventured forth. Ice and snow could still return. What does the beloved care? So eager to begin again, to welcome the new life. '95. The dandelion, too. First, it's a plush sun. Then, before you know it, it's become a ghostly globe. And of its two forms, who can say which is more lovely? As if you had to choose between the glorious world and the words that resurrect it. 97. They said to me, "Here is the beloved, and here is the world. You have to choose. Here is the heart and all it can hold. Here is the having and all you can grasp." False. Stop right there. How do we know we can't have both? Would that be greed when the two are one? 98. Let's remake the world with words, not frivolously, nor to hide from what we fear, but with a purpose. Let's, as Wordsworth said, remove the dust of custom, so things shine again, each object arrayed in its robe of original light. And then we'll see the world as if for the first time, as once we gazed at the beloved who was gazing at us. 99. In the spring swamp, the red-winged blackbird perched on a cattail stalk. Have you heard its song? If you have, no need of heaven, no need of divine resurrection. It's one of those bird songs that hold a spot in the book, saving that space until a human song comes along, worthy to replace all that wordless love. 100. Weighed down with the weight of the world, what can lift you? And how did it become so heavy? Is it because the beloved left? How dark those rocks seem now, that tree shadow more solid than the tree itself. Help, help is on the way. The beloved is coming. A cloud over the sun doesn't mean there is no sun. 104. How could that Chinese poet, dead 3,000 years, know how much we love the world? If only we could talk to him as he talks to us in his poem. If only we could say how much his words mean to us. Quick, write it down in the book. Send it to him 3,000 years from now. 109. Today, only a single poem, this one, so small. In the Middle Ages, angels frolicked on the head of a pin, spacious as a ballroom. Have faith, the beloved approaches, robed in radiance, dressed in language, eager to dance. 111. No one I ever believed said, "There is no death." Besides, I don't want to live forever. Already I'm forgetting things, not just names and dates, but also moments and places I cherished. And I'm feeling old. Certain parts of my body always ache. To love forever. Now that's a different matter. That's what the book teaches me. That's why I keep reading. 112. The beloved often arrives in disguise, not to avoid you, not to elude you who long so. That would be cruel. No, only to surprise you, to find you before you find her, to recognize you before you recognize him. One 15. Saying the word is seizing the world, not by the scruff, not roughly, but still fervent, still the fierce hug of love. 116. Not the first lessons of grief, they are all about sorrow. But stay to the end of the teaching, where grief reads from the book, reads a poem you never heard before, a poem about the beloved. It talks about how he thinks constantly of us, and how we miss her so, and how we meet in the poem. 119. How is it I'm tired, and the beloved is lively? Easy answer. The beloved is always ready for love. Can't we rest a while? Can't we sleep? You sleep, the beloved replies. I'll stay up and watch the stars. I'll become the world. 121. Some say you're lucky if nothing shatters it. But then you wouldn't understand poems or songs. You'd never know beauty comes from loss. It's deep inside every person, a tear tinier than a pearl or thorn. It's one of the places where the beloved is born. 122. When you're afraid of something. When you dread, it's nothing that you dread, so the philosopher said. Nothing can be terrifying. But don't get confused. A blank page in the book isn't nothing. It's something waiting to happen. It's the beloved holding her breath, hoping you'll write or call. 128. Ripeness of summer. Yet autumn is here, fat fruit on the trees, but already the leaves brown and curl at their edges. Fruit and seed in the heart of the fruit, apple or pear. Already something preparing to rot and die, and something inside ready to live again. 130. There's the daisy, white petals, and a plush yellow center. And so we begin our anxious interrogation. She loves me. She loves me not. Plucking it bare like a plump chicken we plan to cook. Daisy comes from day's eye, the sun, a flower as metaphor for the world's splendor. The beloved shining on us all the time, and us with our silly questions.